Eagles fans. I'm Chris McPherson here for the Eagles update. On Wednesday, the Eagles held their second training session of the mandatory minicamp, and with the spring practices quickly coming to a close, it's only fair to wonder who is shining in the eyes of the coaches. Head coach Chip Kelly offered some names at his press conference.
Yeah, has anybody impressed me? I think a lot of them have. Nolan's impressed me. Rock Carmichael's come back in great shape. I think Brandon Boykin has taken a step up in his game. At the wide receiver, I think Will Murphy and MoMa have two guys that have really improved from a year ago to add to the four rookies that we've thrown in with the mix. So
one of those players, wide receiver Afani MoMa, was released by the team last year and didn't play at all in 2013. What did he learn during his time away from football? How to use his 6'7" frame.
Last year I was kind of playing down as just a regular receiver, but now, you know, I'm trying to use my size and just, if anybody's around me, it doesn't matter. I'm the biggest guy out there. You know, it's kind of like basketball. Box him out, take the ball, and stay up and score. So right now I'm realizing my size and I'm using it to my advantage.
Linebacker Michael Kendricks had a very impressive second season with the Eagles in 2013. What's in store for 2014? How will his role expand? Kendricks explains.
So we'll focus in on the small details instead of the broad scheme. I mean, the wide scheme of everything, you know. You get to zoom in and hone in on the little keys that can, get you there faster.
Even if you mess up, you turn to your coach, you already know what he's going to say. Like, it's that detail. So, I mean, familiarity, I'm familiar with the guys around me, the coaches, the scheme, the verbal language, everything.
Chip Kelly said that he wants players who invest in themselves. Wide receiver Jordan Matthews discussed what that means to him, and the rookie also detailed what he's going to do in the month before training camp begins.
I think the biggest thing about when you invest is, when you put, let's say when you talk about money, you put it somewhere, you're not going to see it get better, but you just got to know and you got to believe in it. So, you come out here in these days and you're working and it's hot, you're not going to see, the instant, success and all those things, but you just got to keep working, keep beating down that door, and then the results are going to take care of themselves on Sunday. So that's why I feel like coach is saying, everybody here is bought into that philosophy, and that's what we're trying to do. I'm going to go to the rookie symposium. That's the first thing. So, get to see a couple of the rookies and everybody that I've spent time with in the offseason during the draft process. I'll go spend some time in Huntsville. Then I'm going out to Atlanta for a while to go train. We're trying to train around some guys like AJ and Calvin down with Tom Bender and them. So try and get some tutelage from some of those guys, some legends in the league right now. Then I'll go back and work with my guy, Andy McCloy, back in Huntsville before I come back. He usually always gets me in good shape. So that's the guy I'm looking forward to getting back and working with too.
I'm Chris McPherson, and thank you for joining us here on the Eagles Update on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.